When the Affordable Care Act became law in 2010, immigrants saw the greatest increase in health insurance coverage. Now, as Republicans in Congress move to replace Obamacare, KUOW's immigration team is looking at how immigrants and refugees may be affected. Immigrants in Washington come from a variety of economic backgrounds, but we do know they're less likely to have health insurance than people who were born in the U.S., and they're nearly twice as likely to be living in poverty. Julie Rovner is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. She told me about the potential impact of the new plan.
Definitely low-income people would be worse off under this bill than they are under the current Affordable Care Act. Both bills actually use tax credits to help people buy insurance, but the tax credits would operate very differently. The Affordable Care Act's tax credits are based on people's incomes and the actual cost of insurance where they live, so they only have to spend a set percentage of their income on health insurance. The Republicans' tax credits are flat tax credits. They are mostly structured by age, so low-income people and high-income people of the same age basically get the same tax credit. They do phase out for wealthier people, but in general, the assistance would be much less generous for those at the lower end of the economic ladder.
So Washington is one of 31 states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and we are a major destination for refugees who are eligible for Medicaid. What do we know about how people on Medicaid will be affected by this bill?
Well, this is one of the biggest changes that this bill would make. It would really remake the Medicaid program. For the expansion population, these were people who were not traditionally eligible for Medicaid. They were low income, but they weren't necessarily pregnant women or children or people with disabilities or seniors who needed long-term care. These were people in other categories. For the first time, they were able to get Medicaid under this expansion. This bill would basically phase that expansion out, or at least it would phase out the additional money that the federal government is paying. So eventually, most of that expanded population would only get the traditional matching amounts that the state is eligible for.
So then it's up to the states then to decide whether or not they want to fill in that gap in coverage.
That's exactly right. States only have a couple of options with Medicaid costs. It's a pretty lean program. They can limit enrollment. They can limit what they pay for pay providers to provide care. They can limit the benefits that they offer. And that's basically what states will have to be looking at.
To look at a different group of people, for undocumented immigrants, does anything change for them under this health care bill?
Not that I can tell. They were, of course, excluded from being allowed to buy coverage on the exchanges. There was quite a lengthy debate about that, whether they should be allowed to buy insurance, even if they didn't get the tax credits for it. But I don't see any changes here that would impact their ability to get a care or coverage. But people who don't have insurance now, whether for whatever reason, can go to federally qualified community health centers, other clinics, to public hospitals. One of the things the Affordable Care Act has done is in giving people more people insurance, those facilities have been able to expand their ability to serve people because now they have other people paying for it, people with insurance helping to pay for it. If a lot of people lose their insurance, those could quickly get overcrowded. It might make it much more difficult to get care in a public hospital, to get care at a community health center. So people who depend on those safety net facilities now might have a more difficult time getting care there.
That's Julie Rovner. She's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Next week, the Congressional Budget Office is expected to provide its analysis on the cost and impact of the bill.